Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. It is 26th July 2018, and while some will have a good day, others won't. That is the law of nature. Like where there is water, there will be life. The fantastic discovery is that there is a new lake for humans to pollute, but it is so far that it will take some time to not only get to Mars, where the saltwater lake has been discovered, but also to destroy that planet. It is a good morning for China, Pakistan Army and Imran Khan in that particular order, though a technical glitch is keeping the final results of Pakistan's elections in a wrap. And if you have fitness goals, then Cristiano Ronaldo ought to be your hero. The man is supposedly as fit as a 20-year-old. Well, with that demotivating or motivating thought, let us start with our day's editorial with the discoveries that did not fit into your newspaper this morning. Hardik Patel, the spearhead of the agitation for government job and university seat quotas for Gujarat's Patidar community, and two others were on Wednesday sentenced to 2 years imprisonment following their conviction by a sessions court for rioting in the state's Vishnagar in July 2015. The court, however, acquitted Hardik of charges of conspiracy to instigate a mob and 14 others of all charges over lack of evidence. Minutes after the verdict, Hardik tweeted, "Inqilab Zindabad," an hour later, he was granted bail. But the case is related to the vandalizing of the office of Vishnagar Bharatiya Janata Party MLA Rishikesh Patel, burning down of vehicles and causing injuries to people, including journalists, on the 23rd of July 2015 during the agitation for Patidar quotas. A mob had vandalized the MLA's office at the end of one of the rallies that marked the beginning of the campaign for reservation benefits to Patidars. These rallies paved the way for the rise of Hardik as a firebrand leader of his community at the age of 22. In a series of tweets, he wrote yesterday that if fighting for social justice and social rights is a crime, then yes, I'm guilty. If fighting for truth and rights is rebellion, then I'm rebel. BJP's Hitler-style rule cannot quell my voice for truth, farmers, youth and the poor by putting me behind bars, unquote. He also added that before the Gujarat polls, the BJP used to say that all cases against agitators have been withdrawn, so the sentencing has been announced for which crime. The verdict comes at a time when Hardik has been trying to revive the Patidar agitation by announcing an indefinite hunger strike from the 25th of August until other OBC status is granted to his otherwise influential community. The conviction can bar him from contesting polls when he turns 25 next year, unless the sentencing is obviously suspended by a higher court. And from Hardik Patel's jail and bail, we move to Aadhaar fail. The execution of enrolling the biometric slavery plan was done so well that it mixed up a father's biometric with his son, and that is not the only case that is popping up. According to the New India Express, in Feb this year, a contract laborer in Raichur got his Aadhaar number after 7 years of running from pillar to post. Mixing of his fingerprints with that of his son, for no mistake of his own, had cost him more than Rs 30,000 before everything was set right. This, according to highly placed sources in the UIDAI, was not a one-off incident, according to the New Indian Express. A recent internal communication between UIDAI, that is the governing official body of the Aadhaar, had pegged that around 1 to 1.5% of all enrollments made in the last 7 years have mixed biometrics, which means around 1.3 to 1.9 crore all over India. Such faulty biometric data is flagged only if there is a complaint. So until an Aadhaar holder faces problems while using the number to enroll for a service, the person is unlikely to know that his or her biometric is mixed. And from mixing father and son to mixing up a fighter and not one and fixing history, this time in Goa, where the National Students Union of India, or the NSUI, has claimed that a photograph of former Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru has been replaced by that of pro-Hindutva activist and alleged freedom fighter Vinayak Savarkar. In Class 10th Social Science textbooks in Goa, the Class 10th textbook titled India and the Contemporary World Part 2 Democratic Politics contained a photograph of Nehru which has been replaced with a coloured photograph of Savarkar. And from historical anomalies, we move to slightly shocking and a bizarre news. Well, in a shocking incident, a fetus was found in the lavatory of an Air Asia flight which landed at Delhi's IGI airport from Imphal on Wednesday. It was the cabin crew which came across the fetus while preparing to land. A medical examination revealed that it was delivered on board. After passengers were questioned, a 19-year-old sportsperson accompanied by a coach was identified and taken for further tests. The flight had arrived in Delhi in the afternoon from Imphal via Guwahati. Police said they were alerted about the incident by the Air Asia flight manager and flyers were asked to deboard until an inquiry. After questioning, the 19-year-old admitted that she had delivered a premature baby. Well, on to some other news. Well, if you go for a cricket match and the camera captures you at the stadium and then you take a clip of that, perhaps all of 10 seconds, and then post it on your Facebook account, well, then you may end up getting some likes and some comments on your account, but it also might lead to your account being blocked by Facebook. That is what happened to Monica Sahil, who uploaded a 10-second TV clip of her blowing a kiss while she watched India take on Sri Lanka in Mohali on the December 2017. Because BCCI called it a violation of its copyrights and ticked off Facebook, which willingly deactivated two of her accounts. Devoid of Facebook, the 27-year-old has now moved the court, asking it to direct Facebook to reactivate her accounts. While Facebook counsel appeared in court and sought time to reply, no one represented BCCI. And let's move to our international news roundup. At least 215 people have died in a series of apparently coordinated attacks in southwestern Syria, according to local officials and a monitoring group, making it the deadliest attack on government-held territory in months. Several suicide bombings struck in and around the government-held city of Suweida, the main city in the province, on Wednesday. And roughly 4 months after former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were hospitalized due to Novichok exposure in Salisbury, another incident of Novichok poisoning is out in the UK. This time because a man found a sealed box containing a bottle of perfume on the ground in the southern English town of Amesbury. He figured it would make a great gift for his girlfriend of 2 years, unknowingly leading to her death after she tested it on her wrist by rubbing it together. So don't pick up any bottles or anything from the road unless it is Donald Trump's plaque on Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh wait, someone not only did that, but also called the police and turned themselves in for having done that. And that's where we will turn off for the day, wishing you a safe and a productive day ahead. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.